Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. Those of you who know me that I have spent a lot of my life in taverns, saloons, nightclubs, and every other place reporting professionally, much of it professionally. So when I hear from my friend Kevin Koval, who isn't quite the drinker he used to be, but there's a guy named Rick, there's a guy named Justin Singer who runs this Emporium Arcade Bars. I go, well, Kevin, I've never heard of that. He's here, Justin Singer, and we're going to explore Emporium Bars. He used to work for ESPN Radio, so he's like a radio pro. Who are you, Justin Singer? Who are you beside ESPN intern or whatever you did there?
First of all, thank you so much for having me, Rick.
But first of all, how do you know Kevin Koval?
Wow. So I'm an old man now, but when I was a lot younger, I indulged in poetry and the hip-hop culture in Chicago, and Kevin
is one of the leaders of, yeah.
He's brilliant, you know, and he took me under, we met at a concert, and he took me under his wing, and
you from Chicago?
In a way. I'm from the suburbs.
What suburbs?
Glenview.
So's Kevin.
Yeah. So we come back north, right? Yeah, it's the same roots, yeah. But no, he sort of took me under his wing and brought me along the way, and he's been a dear friend.
Wow.
So, and now I'm here, you know, going to talk to you.
Are you still a poet?
I write now. It's for fun, right? You know,
okay.
That was a little bit more serious at the time. I got some projects I would like to work with Kev on, but that's for fun. You know, that's kind of a little bit about me. I transitioned from sort of the entertainment music world to hospitality.
Little I know about this Emporium Arcade and Bar thing. And it seems like bar as an entertainment venue. You know, most bars operate on the sort of simple notion that you come there and you want something to drink, you will get served something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Many bars also offer a, you know, polka band in the corner.
Sure.
The Emporium is way beyond that. What's the philosophy of this?
Well, you know, it's like, forget about those awkward silences. Now you have anywhere from air hockey or a game of skee ball, right? You know, the idea of and the brilliant sort of way Emporium comes to life in Chicago is the Marx Brothers get inspired.
They're from the suburbs, too,
from
they?
The suburbs, yeah. And they get inspired by a bar called Barcade in New York,
okay.
And kind of, yo, this would be cool in Chicago. And they open up the Wicker Park location and go crazy.
Is that the one you run, or do you run all the
way? No. So there's three, you know, three managers. There's three locations in Chicago, one in San Francisco and one in New Orleans. And there's a different GM for each one,
and
both those guys.
When did these Marx Brothers start this whole thing?
I mean, now there's, you know, 13, 14 years in the game. This is, the Fulton Market's been around, you know, 5 or 6 years. That's the newest branch. But
do you operate at all of them? You yourself?
No. I'm just the general manager at Fulton Market.
Okay.
Where our location has this wonderful patio, and it's summertime in Chicago, so we.
And you started parties. Something today. I mean, you're doing these pop up restaurants and pop up entertainments.
Thanks.
I want to get describe the philosophy of the Marx Brothers and the Emporium. It's not Marx with an X, it's M-A-R-K-S.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
of this whole, the Emporium philosophy.
Yeah. It's inspired from the movie Dazed and Confused.
Sure. Yeah.
Emporium. And even if you, now that I'm telling you that, if you were to watch those scenes and you've ever been to our locations, you're kind of like, wow, this is like walking into Dazed and Confused. So, you know, what's sort of our vintage version of that is like 90s stuff, right? And old school arcade games, sort of, you know, we have a Chicago Cubs Wrigley Field pinball machine, right? That's something that's vintage, you know, that's old school.
And, I mean, you don't have things like Pac-Man.
No, we have, we're trying to trigger memories and show you a good time again that you may have had, you know, when you're younger,
That's a very interesting idea,
yeah,
I think.
Very
it's
cool.
Sort of resurrecting the kind of nostalgic impulse of people in their maybe 40s and I suppose you don't even let anybody in their 50s in. You throw them out at the door.
You throw them out at the door. We welcome them all. You know, they're going to have fun because everyone loves to drink. You know,
that's a fact.
But we're just a party. You know, we're just trying to have fun.
How many square feet?
Gosh, I don't even know that off the top of my head.
I mean, give me another bar. How big is it? It sounds like it's huge.
So we are different in that way, where a lot of these new sort of taverns and cocktail bars, they're a bit smaller. You walk in and it's sort of like a hallway of seats. No, we're a big, open party sort of space. And the Logan Square location is even, it's sort of, you know, it catches your eye. You walk in and your jaw kind of drops. There's like five pool tables. I mean, in a whole row of skee ball machines and a place for a DJ. And I mean, it's the whole seating area. A food truck is in there, right? So
is in the bar.
Yeah, each location has their specialty. I mean, there are three different locations. You know, Wicker Park, it's sort of entertainment, and there's a stage, and we could have shows there and stuff, and there's a really cool beer program. Logan Square is sort of this, like I just described, this huge space that you can take over, fit a lot of people in there, do some bigger events there, but also everything's a can. So it's cool. They have like over 100 beers, right, in cans. And then Fulton Market, we got the patio with the cocktail program. You know, we're sort of trying to elevate in that way. You know, so.
Yeah. I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by this. I'm going to have to write about this.
Let's go.
You guys, my three, the age group, it's certainly over 21, right?
So it is 21 and over, and that's sort of the cool thing that the Marx Brothers do. They go, yeah, we want to put something out for the adults that's just sort of our thing, you know? So it is 21 and over.
How old are you?
I mean, we're doing this, Rick?
What?
I'm 40 years old.
That's fine.
I'm right in the middle there.
You're younger than Kevin, I
halfway
think.
Halfway to 80.
you're younger than Kevin. That's all I care about. Does Kevin go to this place?
I see Kevin all over the place. Yeah, he's great. I've been running into Kevin.
What did you do to prepare to run? Running the hospitality business, as you obviously have learned or know, is one tough business. It really is.
It has to be a passion project, actually.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to do the make money thing, maybe if you're lucky enough to get a good bartending gig, you can kind of climb that hill. But otherwise, it's just a passion industry of kids who really care, you know.
And what's your background in it? How did you come to the Marx Brothers?
That's a funny story. I mean, I closed the doors to Dove's Luncheonette as their assistant GM.
Where was that?
That's in Wicker Park.
Okay.
I'm right next to this spot called Big Star.
I know Big Star. That's Tony Fitzpatrick's favorite place.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen Tony. And so they kind of one-off hospitality raises me. COVID happens, right? And so come back from COVID. Soho House takes me under their wing. I work there for a couple months. And I live in Wicker Park, and so
describe. I've been to Soho House a number of times. I know a bunch of people who are members. Describe for people Soho House, because I'm sure they have heard the name. It is a private endeavor that is like a hotel, a number of different bars and restaurants and meeting rooms and places for people to work. I mean, how do you describe Soho House?
It's all encompassing, right? Because they're going to have people, it started in London, so they're going to have people come from Europe. You know, when I worked there, I talked to a lot of these people who are like, wow, this reminds me exactly of Europe. But sure, you're in the middle of the West Loop, which you can explore a lot, but you could honestly stay at Soho where there's a spa, where the gym is unreal. There's the rooftop pool.
The rooftop bar and pool are great, yeah.
That stuff is unbelievable when you're there. And so, it's an incredible thing, and if you're lucky enough, you get to meet some of your favorite famous
people,
musicians, and things like that. But Soho House, I recently stayed there, and it was pretty incredible. You can say what's up to Johan if you stop by the Alice and grab a
if you become a member, you have to become a member of Soho House.
Well, you can now. You don't have to be a member to rent a hotel room there. I'll let the people know that. And then the Alice is their bar when you first walk in. that's open to the public.
Is it really?
So yeah,
that's
yeah,
all
you
new.
Can
that's
totally
very
take
interesting. Mm-hmm. So they hired you. You worked there for 3 months, or
so. I live, yeah, 3 months, about right. Yeah. I live in Wicker Park, and I'm the type of person who likes to take a long walk once in a while, and so was walking a little 3 mile walk home, and I run into a dear friend of mine. Roper, who, holy cow, you know, it's after COVID, right? And you haven't seen your dear friends, and holy cow, I haven't seen you in years. And he goes, dude, you didn't even know. I'm like the regional manager of this company right now. I'll put you on the list for the night. They actually had this really cool hip-hop group, no pun intended, called the Cool Kids, performing that night. And so I go home. I don't see him. One thing leads to another. He calls me 2 days later. He's like, I'm scrambling. I need to find a new manager. And he goes, can you recommend anyone? And I was like, Roper, I think we're about to work together, my boy. And I sent him my resume. And that's the story. Became the assistant GM and then became the GM.
Wow. It's a fascinating background. We're going to keep this young man, he is a young man, on until 6:30 and talk about nightlife in general, but specifically these fascinating plays. It's new to me, ladies and gentlemen. No friend of mine has ever come over and go, man, let's go to the Emporium Arcade and Bar. But obviously, a ton of people I don't hang with are going there. So you can go. You can learn more about it by going to Emporium Arcade Bar. You people are smart. I'm not going to spell any of that for you. EmporiumArcadeBar.com. We'll be back after the news. Welcome back. I'm having a wonderful time here with Justin Singer, who's explaining to me the ins and outs of Chicago nightlife these days, something I've covered for 40 years. And this Emporium Arcade Bar, there are three locations in Chicago, in Logan Square, Wicker Park, and Fulton Market. He runs the Fulton Market one. They sound like the most sort of, it's a new concept. I mean, you know, I was around when, you know, the big thing in bars, you know, every bar owner wanted one of those bucking bulls from like,
wow, yeah.
From the John Travolta riding a bull. And the Marx Brothers, two guys, are they spelled M-A-R-K-S, came up with this concept, and it's a concept of people use tokens when you come in the bar. Totally. Let's do this. Yeah. Justin Singer, I am get out of work. Say, wow, it's 5:30, it's a Tuesday night, I'm going to go over to Fulton Market, and I'm going to get a drink in this place. What would I find?
Yeah, you're going to be greeted by probably a hilarious, you know, security guy checking your ID, even you, Rick.
I hate hilarious security guys, but that's another point.
Oh, they're great. They're the best, actually. You know, show us your ID. Just make sure you're good to go.
What kind of bar setup is it?
So on Friday we pull the stools, but if it's Monday through Thursday, you're gonna just a regular walk up, straightforward bar. You're walking into a huge open room.
Gotcha.
That almost feels like you're free. Like there's not servers walking around. There's not bussers. There's not a bunch of tables to walk through. So it's a big open space. You do kind of feel like a kid when you're walking in there. And but yeah, you can just walk up to the bar. Could be some drink specials at our bar. We're gonna have a whole cocktail menu and things like that. Bartender will take care of you, and then there's.
What if I look into the side and I say, "Oh my God, Pac-Man!"
Yeah.
How do I play?
So this is the next step. Yeah. So if you're there just for the arcade, maybe drinking isn't your thing, and you just want to play some games and talk to your buddy,
that's never going to be the case.
So okay. right when you walk in, to your left is a big token machine, and then on the other corner of the entire place, there's another token machine, right? And that's just going to take cash. It's like equals a quarter of token. But, you know, a lot of people don't have cash these days, so if you just have your card, we're happy to sell you tokens up at the bar. You could throw that on your tab, and it's, you know, 20 tokens for $5.
Yeah.
And, we got a couple pool tables, skee ball. We have our newest addition that's coming any day now, but it is arriving, is a Papa Shot, you know, basketball game, which will be fun.
Sure.
You know, a whole
bunch of Cubs. You got a Cubs pinball.
So we've had pinball leagues, right? You know, so we got a whole line of pinball games, a whole line of arcade games. We have foosball. No, it's all the games.
How many games and or individual activity things do you have there, do you think, roughly?
Oh, I mean, there's at least, at our location, there's at least 30, you know, different games or thing, at least 30 different things you can get into. But we're a smaller location as far as games. If you go to Logan, it's a masterpiece. I mean, it's a lot. And all these games are on the website. You could see which games are at what location and stuff like that.
And you can behave accordingly.
I hope so. You know, Rick, but it's okay.
There's no cover charge.
No cover charge. No, not unless we have something super special. That would usually be at Wicker.
Yeah.
That the Wicker Park location, but no, never a cover charge.
Is music playing all the time?
Yeah. No, so we're going to have music playing all the time, that's for sure. And at our location, like I said, we have a patio where you could drink on the patio, and we're going to have music there as well. But on Friday and Saturdays, that's when we sort of enter club mode.
Oh,
a little
sure.
Bit.
Yeah, it's a weekend, man. I get it.
No, and that's where we're having live DJs, right? You know, but, you know, hopefully we can touch on these day parties that we're throwing where this summer on our patio, we will be featuring a handful of DJs.
But also, you started this thing called Emporium Eats, where you're having...
Right.
Every Sunday, you just got back from one.
Shouts to Fodega in Wicker Park.
They're absolutely sort of pop-up restaurants, right?
Yeah, well Fodega. No, yeah, so a couple of them are pop-ups like that, and we're giving them the space to do what they do in the West Loop. But some of them are iconic Chicago restaurants in Fodega. Shouts to them and our guy Nate for setting it off and being the first ones to kind of start this series called Emporium Eats. You know, whatever restaurant.
And they were there every Sunday through
the entire summer. We just locked down our last one. Omarcito's is going to be September 1st. But, I got a whole
list. You've got the
Romova
Theater coming in there.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Duck Inn coming in there. How do you... Who goes out and gets these... I mean, you must have something to do with that.
Listen, so, you know, I'll be honest. When I brought this idea up to the owners, it was kind of... You know, it's like the way the company feels, it's like a family-run company. We're not talking about a big corporate structure here. So when we get these fun ideas, it's on us to execute, which is great.
That is great, yeah.
It can be overwhelming, and, you know, the owners are kind of like, Justin, do you really want to take this on? Whereas maybe one restaurant that does a bunch of the, you know, and...
Yeah, because this is a very involved. Doing this every week, that's a lot to bite off.
It is a lot to bite off. And even, listen, it starts with reaching out to friends in the industry.
Uh-huh.
But as we know, like, friends can't always come through for you.
I certainly know that.
But, so I just reached out to then my favorites. Let's just go after, like, Manny's Deli, right? Right, that was like a fantasy. Let's just see what happens if I can hit them up. And I mean everyone on the list. I mean, we can give a shout out to everyone. Kimski is an iconic, you know, Southside spot.
Well, it's a great thing because it is incorporating restaurants from around the city. I love that idea.
So huge.
I really believe that people are not going out the way they used to because of the weird times we live in. Wow, we got to take another little break, and then I'm going to come back here with you, Justin Singer, and talk about, I want to know, you've been around for a while, this is a weird time for entertainment and for people going out. I want to know what you've noticed in the changes that go on here. I know people who won't, seriously, of any age, who won't go out after dark. They're just scared. And I want to get your take on that, too. Mm-hmm. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. And visit, ladies and gentlemen, of no matter what age you might be, the Emporium Arcade Bar. I, of course, would visit the one in Wicker Park because that one is run by my new friend, Justin Singer. And you can go on the website. The website's really good, and it gives you a sense of all the stuff that goes on there. You know, in some level, it sounds like, wow, this is the updated Dave and Buster's or something.
Because what's the adult? It's the 21 and over Dave and Buster's. Exactly. That's the dream. That's the dream.
When you play the arcade games, you don't redeem the coin. You don't win anything.
Nah.
Thank you. Because that was what was wrong with Dave and Buster's, if you ask me. But I think that you will see on the website this notion of doing these kind of pop-up restaurants every Sunday and these entertainments, too. And it exposes... You don't have to. It's very difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to get in a car and say, "Well, let's go." To get in a car at all, go, "Hey, let's go have drinks somewhere." That's not good. But it exposes you to places around the city. If you look at their list, and it's an accurate long list, say, "Oh, I always wanted to go to that place. Let's go to this place." They'll come to me.
Yep,
that's a really brilliant idea, Justin.
No, Rick, I appreciate you seeing that vision.
Yeah.
Without me even explaining it, you know, that's what I was just saying to you. I live in Wicker Park, which is a neighborhood where I for sure do not really need to leave.
Many people are creatures. In
a bunch of neighborhoods are like that, right?
Yeah. And especially now. I mean, especially in the last few years. With COVID and some of the not very pleasant gang activities going on around town. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that a trouble for you? I mean, you're running a place where people drink, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked at really nice places where bar fights can break out. So people, once alcohol is in the mix, you just got to do your best to manage what can happen, the results can be.
When you got to have security there.
Oh, absolutely. No, I have to have security. I mean, listen, I was just one of your coworkers, Andrea Medina, just interviewed me on the news about the private security force that's in Fulton Market now.
Sure,
and that does help us, you know, and that is a cool thing, you know, and we just want to provide a safe space. We happen to be open till 2 a.m. every night and 3 a.m. on Saturdays, right? So we all know after a certain hour, it's just things have potential, you know, to get a little strange. And,
sure. How do you find the crowds? Do you find the crowds thinning out more so? You haven't been around for 50 years here, but more so than they used to when it gets dark. I think people, there's a sense now, and it's a horrible sense that people have, I got to get home before it's dark out.
You know, things are happening. You can't ignore that. Let's just be real about it. I'm not going to paint a weird picture here, a false picture here. It's you got to be aware of what's going on now. And the industry's changed. I mean, I lived in Wicker Park before COVID, and the street, you couldn't drive your car down the street on a Saturday night. I mean, it was incredible,
right.
It's nothing even remotely close to that, you know, in Wicker Park anymore. There's flourishing businesses. There's people having fun. I think, the way the bar industry is now is it's providing an opportunity to these bars to smarten up and run a better business, create a better bottom line, refigure things out. Instead of kind of painting this picture like people aren't going out anymore. I mean, if you were in the West Loop today, you would never know that this idea that people aren't going out anymore. So I just think I'm not going to put any sort of negative spin on it because things change.
I agree.
I just totally agree. We get to see how smart the business guys are now and the people like me, you know, are at a running
these locations. And the other thing is the more people who are out, the safer it is going to be outside. I mean, that's just a given. When you came up with it, you basically are doing these Emporium Eats things based on your own tastes in food.
Yeah, I mean, I came up in hospitality, and I think it's a natural sort of maybe a cultivated talent that you develop maybe a little bit younger, throwing high school parties or something where you want to take care of people and show them a good time. Maybe you only have 5-10 minutes with someone as a host or a server, but That's I like to use the word opportunity, I guess, in this interview, but that's an opportunity to just show them the best 10 minutes of yourself that you can ever give someone, right?
How did you hit your first pop-up restaurant today? What was it? I'm trying to find it.
Today? Fodega?
Yeah. How was it? How did it go?
Awesome. So Fodega killed it.
It was noon to four.
Noon to four. Really friendly crowd. All sorts of, you know, everyone from friends and fam to Emporium regulars, you know, people just all kind of eyes wide, because now there's a DJ on the patio. We had DJ artist on the patio, who's an amazing kid, and he was spinning music. And then we have Fodega that sort of had their pop-up set up, maybe like a Brooklyn bodega, you know,
sure.
Selling a bunch of fun candies and different things, and serving dumplings and you know, their spin on some fries and pho, you know, and it's just something totally different that we're bringing,
but it's also,
you know, to our patio.
Also, it's also a sound of destination entertainment too.
Exactly. Well, and then, you know, you're on the patio and all of a sudden you turn around and you can walk into a big old arcade, you know, and
you can go play foosball.
Come on and grab a drink. It's a special combination. That's what we're playing with.
This place, Justin Singer, must be very, very, very popular for parties. Private parties. I've got to think.
It's pretty unbelievable. So for our location stationed in the West Loop, we're surrounded by pretty much every major company from tech to liquor to hospitality and everything in between. And so, we provide an awesome room to buy out. And because we don't serve our own food, that's why we're able to collaborate with any chef. I mean, you could home cook and bring it in and eat it. It's like BYOF, right? It's bring your own food.
What size can those private parties be? I mean, do you have a special party room, or do you shut the place down?
No. So, I mean, if you're buying us out, you're just buying us out, okay, and we'll shut the place down for however many hours we work out with
How
you.
Many people will shut it down?
That's up to the...
No, what I'm saying is if I come to you and say, all right, I want to have a party here for 120 people, what do you say?
I say I'm going to direct you to our events person, and she'll lock in details with you, but 120 people is a completely normal number. Of the place.
It'd be a sort of a private party then.
That would be a private one. Now, we offer free reservations, which is cool. That's just like you want to celebrate your birthday. You don't care that the public is around you. You don't want to buy the whole place out. Yeah, you and your group of 10 friends, 20 friends, 50 friends, we're going to put away a section of tables for you.
Really?
You know, you spend over $40 in tokens. We're cutting 25% off of that. And and we're just going to show you a good time, you know.
This is, I find this, I don't mean to be wide-eyed, this is some kind of new phenomenon, man. I mean, this is the new nightlife.
It is an epic combination, from the DJs to the arcade games to the bar program to a patio at our location. Each location is special in its own way, and the locations are pretty epic, I would say.
Sure.
You got
Wicker Park, Logan Square, and
Fulton Market.
Yeah. You seem to be having a very good time there.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear the enthusiasm, in my voice.
What do you think, fellas? Yeah, you can hear the enthusiasm.
It's a lucky gig. I mean, what, you know, the Marx Brothers have sort of put together and created this platform for me to kind of do my thing and perform on, and they're very good.
Well, I mean, you gave up poetry, but there's a real element here in what you're doing, Justin, to being... You're creative.
Call it poetry in motion.
I wouldn't go quite that far, but poetry and booze. I just think you're onto something here. I'm going to come over there. I'll come over there with a Tribune photographer, and we'll see what's what. Tonight.
Listen, I'm just you know, carrying on tradition, managing the space. The, you know, Danny and Doug created this thing, and it's special, and now sort of iconic, you could say, in Chicago, and we're just trying to keep the party going the best way we know how, and we're having a blast, you know, doing it.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Emporium Arcade Bar. Very easy. EmporiumArcadeBar.com. Look for a story in the Tribune coming up. Look for my three friends here to go over there and give me the real... Then, and if you're there, just ask for Justin Singer, okay?
Please, yeah.